go. Okay. My name is Robin Pierce, working in conjunction with the Reuther Library at Wayne State University. Today's date is October 11th, 2020. This interview is of Megan Garlick and about the effects of COVID on her ability to work. The interview will go into detail about her job as a bank manager, both before and after the shelter-in-place order was issued. Megan lives in Ionia, Michigan. This interview is being recorded remotely and will be housed at the Reuther Library, which is part of Wayne State University. The Reuther Library will keep the administrative information about this oral history project, such as interview releases and deeds of gift, in its case files. Case files are in a locked, non-public area of the building, accessible only to the Reuther Library staff. In the event of a criminal investigation or legal discovery proceedings, the Reuther Library could be compelled to turn over holdings and case files that are otherwise closed to the public, including the case files of this oral history project. So first, thank you so much for getting together with me to do this. I really appreciate your time. Sure. And then I always ask, do you have any affiliation with Wayne State University?
No.
Okay. So let's talk about what your job description is, or what it was before COVID.
I'm a bank manager. I oversee the sales of 5 bankers, technically an assistant manager, 3 bankers and a teller. And we run transactions and help people with their money, refinance homes, more, you know, things like that. Plus develop my team into their position and then to move them on, hopefully to, you know, advanced positions from there. The job hasn't changed much pre-COVID to now, other than the self-distancing that we practice, the fact that only so many people can be in our branch at one time, and then also wearing the masks and cleaning on a regular basis. I guess there's a few things that have changed, but the basis of the job hasn't changed, other than communication. There's not as many people running through the store because we're inside a grocery store, and we used to be able to go out into the grocery store to talk to customers, see if they needed any help with our finances. Now we need to rely on the telephone and anybody that walks by, because currently we are not allowed to go out in the store.
Okay. When the stay-at-home order was put in place, did you end up having to come home and work from home?
When that happened, they took us out of the in-store, closed our branch, split us up into teams. There's 6 people on my team, so we were 3 and 3. And they brought us into a traditional branch where they could lock the doors. And we would work week on and week off. For me, on the week off, I still was on conference calls and in contact with the team that was in the branch. Sometimes that was tough because it's a different way to do business, you know, doing it remotely. They offered to have a few of the team go home, send them computers at home, and then they process the payment protection program loans. Everybody had little pieces of it. In the branch, we did some stuff over the phone, collecting information. And then some of the team that was at home on computers, they were doing data entry, processing a different piece of the loan. And then the loan would turn around, go to the underwriters, come back to the branches and the managers, and then we would close the loans. That was basically, except for running transactions, and people were afraid, so they were taking enormous amounts of cash out of the bank. They were afraid that, I'm assuming that the stock market was going to crash and things like that. And any money that was in the bank, people who had large amounts, they were requesting anywhere in upwards of $50,000 to $100,000 in cash.
Wow.
To take out their accounts. My branch in particular lost anywhere from about $500,000 to $1 million in deposits that were removed. I know the bigger branches, they must have, you know, been way above and beyond that. So that was, they took us out of the branches and put us, tried to be as safe as possible.
Yeah. So there's a couple questions now that I'm thinking of. Do you think that you've turned that money loss has turned back around? Are people starting to deposit more now than now that they feel a little bit better, or don't they?
I haven't seen it come back to our location in particular. Savings accounts, interest, and CD interest, which is a lot of where these were, are next to nothing.
Wow.
I think people have either stuffed it in their mattress, or they have chosen to, you know, maybe pay off their home, or you know, pay off something, buy something that has some value that will appreciate. There's a lot of home sales were still incredible. You know, over this time, people still they're buying and selling homes remotely. So we're still doing mortgages. Our mortgage department at the moment is completely overwhelmed with the refinancing of the lower rates, plus people buying and selling homes and moving. It's still happening. That part of it hasn't changed, but the deposit part has. So to answer your question, no, I haven't seen the deposit portion come back in that way.
Huh. And so when you guys were working week on, week off in the other branch locations, what kind of protocol did you have measures that you had to keep everybody healthy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have hundreds of in-store branches in my bank, and they took every single person out and put them in traditional branches or at home. We were, you know, and not initially, but after a while, wear masks around each other. They split us up into two teams for a reason. If anybody was exposed, you know, outside, then that team could go home and quarantine for 14 days, and then the other team could actually come in and work. Mm-hmm. We had small teams that would go out to other branches. Let's say in the Lansing area, they had several branches that had exposure. And because the teams were either not split up right or because they were all exposed, they would take a couple of people that worked on one of our shifts and send them to another branch just to run the branch. They would, what would happen is there would be an alert. Everybody would go home. They would send it. Our bank would send a team in to deep clean the branch. And then people would go in and open the branch the next day. And we were only serving people through the drive-through and over the phone. There was no human contact in the beginning at all. That was not allowed. At some certain point, we did have permission to make appointments only, and they were limited. We were limited to how many people could be in the branch. So only one customer or couple, or as they put it, you know, like a unit, like if a husband and wife came in, only, you know, could come in at a time. So we had to time when people were in there, let the other person out, sanitize everything while we were in there. Then we were wearing masks, you know, even around each other, as well as when they came in. And still dealing, like, one of our things, we give out a lot of pens. So every time you gave a person a pen, they just took it with them. You know, just quirky things like that. Just, you wouldn't think of, you know, well, you could spread it. We did have to go out and clean the ATMs. We had to walk outside, clean the ATMs a couple times a day. Normally you don't do that. So yeah, there was a lot of precautions that they put into place. And anybody, say, if your husband works somewhere else and he was exposed it's changed immensely. But in the beginning, if, say, your husband was exposed, you went home, your whole team went home, everybody quarantined for 14 days. They brought another team in to work there until you tested negative, you know, and then could come back. But they were deep cleaning on a regular basis. And yeah, it was pretty intense in the beginning.
So what are the protocols now?
Well, we're back. We went out of the in-store March 17th, and then we went back June 15th. I know that, and that was kind of tentative too. They're very careful about, because we have very small branches, how many people are supposed to be in the branch, how far away you're supposed to be. the masks and things like that. But like the protocol now for COVID is, do you have symptoms? Okay, you think you have symptoms? Are you going to be tested, or did your doctor tell you to go get tested? Oh, you're going to be tested? Okay, go home, get tested. Let me know if you have it. Then we'll shut the branch down and we'll take everybody out and see if they're tested. It's much more relaxed than it was before. Before it was everybody was out of the branch, everybody had to stay home for 14 days. Now it's go get tested. If the test is negative, everybody can come back to work. You know, it's very different now.
Are you still doing appointments for patrons?
Patrons are allowed to walk in and out. We serve with a greeter out front. Obviously we're social distancing. We're trying to respect everybody's space and keep everybody safe. The store we work in requires masks. So unless you have a health reason, you know, all the customers have a mask on. We have lots of masks, disinfectant, rubber gloves, and towels and paper towel in our back room. We have an immense amount of that. And hand sanitizer. But we ask our customers to stay 6 foot apart. If we get a lineup, we've gone to the protocol of, give me your name and number, and we can ask you to either walk around the store or go sit in the car, and we'll call you when we're ready, because we can only have so many people in the branch. We've not had a lot of that. Our branch is still quiet. Our transactions last year were about 2,400. Our transactions for the month of September this year are about 1,200. So transaction-wise, we've gone down to about half.
Yeah.
So we don't have a lot of people in the branch, but over that time, we always teach our customers that they can go online, use their mobile app, use the ATM, and to be able to do those sorts of things for convenience. Everybody got a crash course in it March and April. Learning how to deposit a different way, how to pay your bills a little different way, how to have access to your funds a little different way. So I think a lot of people are taking advantage of that for whatever their reason. If they're just busy, they got used to it, it's more convenient for them now, or if it's just simply because they don't want to be in the branch and be exposed to people.
Yeah. So are you still doing the week on, week off with your rotating teams, or is everyone back to work?
No. Once we came back to the branch, we aren't doing that. We spread our team out a little bit. We're able to, work our office well enough. We're a little overstaffed, but we're able to stay far enough apart. I guess we probably have developed some herd immunity with the bunch of us there, to some extent, not too concerned. We do have some, a couple of our employees, their spouses, they work places where they've been exposed. So one of them's a prison guard. At the time when this was all going on, her husband was working directly with the COVID unit. So she was asked to stay home for a long time. The place I work has paid all of us through all of this. They pay us if you're out on COVID leave. They pay you if you're working. They've paid you if you're not. It's amazing. They have tried to get, if anybody can, get a different kind of job who doesn't want to come back to the branch, if they're scared, they try to replace them. I don't know anybody who's lost their job due to COVID at the place I work. It's amazing. They've taken amazing care of us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really, really awesome. So yeah, so we're actually doing pretty well right now. We don't seem to be, we did have, we've had an employee that's been tested a couple of times. I think it's a personality thing, anytime I think it's, if you've got a cough or you've got a fever, you're supposed to stay home. That's protocol. If you go get tested, you stay home until you get the results of the test. This particular person is kind of, I don't know. I mean, he's got little kids, so I understand. But he's been tested a couple of times and they've been negative, but he's, stayed home and been paid the whole time. So, I mean, the place I work is really, really taking care of their employees for sure.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And have you had to, you don't have to tell me if you're not comfortable, but have you had to quarantine?
I personally have not had to quarantine because of exposure, but two of us have had medical procedures after, you know, after June, after everything opened back up. So I've been tested and two of my kids have been tested for, one of them had a medical procedure. Another one was sick. And we called the doctor and said, these are her symptoms. And they said, why don't you go get tested just in case? Luckily we were all just been negative. I worked, my daughter, 18-year-old daughter worked the whole time. And my spouse worked the whole time, outside the home. And, we've been super lucky. None of us have had it.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So, can we talk about your kids' school? Like they, were they, when they probably sent home at the stay at home order, and then did they, when school started back up this school year, did they go remotely, virtually, in person?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, the stay at home order went out and they thought it was a party. They thought, oh, we'll go to a spring break, you know, and we'll go back to school. It'll be fine. You know, it was my oldest senior year. And that's been tough on her. She missed a lot of things. They tried to do some things remotely. We live out in the country. We don't have great internet. We have hotspots on our phones, but that doesn't last very long when you're doing stuff, you know, doing things. Especially if you have a whole entire room of kids on Zoom, you don't get to see everybody. So they did not enjoy that. And then summer was kind of long. We did do a little camping and things like that. But so by the time it was to go back to school, their school was supposed to start the 25th of August. And they're 14 and 16. And I said, what do you want to do? I'm not going to make you do, you know, whatever you want to do, we'll figure it out. And they both wanted to go back to school. So I let them. You know, they have mask protocol, things like that. We live out in the country, so typically they ride a bus. So just because of when school's starting and because my kids are older, I said, you know what, guys, I can take you to school. We'll figure out how to get you home. You know, there's a lot of family and whatnot around here. Just, you know, take you out of the equation for the bus thing because it's an hour bus ride. Yeah. The bus barn called and asked if the kids were going to ride. And I said, well, I'm going to, you know, take my two kids off the bus so you guys have more room. Cause I know the problem in our county, cause our county is 70% rural. And, you know, when my kids are like, mom, there's like 100 kids on the bus. We're three seat, you know? And she said, you know, honestly, your particular bus right now only has 35 kids riding. I said, well, that's okay. I said, I'm going to take them to school. And it's been going okay for them. Well, they didn't start the 25th of August. Their school actually put it out another month to the 21st of September. There was apparently right at the last minute, they figured out that more people than they thought were going to be going to school remotely. And they didn't have enough Chromebooks and enough apparently training to handle that many children going remotely.
Yeah.
So they pushed it out for another month, which my kids were really upset about. They're ready to go back to school and see their friends, things like that. The school has put into place, the kids only have three classes per day instead of six. So they're only changing classrooms three times a day instead of six times a day. So each class is like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. So that's been kind of tough because my kids take band and choir. So currently the way things are leveled is band, you have to go outside to play. So if the weather's inclement, they can't go out. In the choir classes, they have to go outside to sing. They have to stand 6 foot apart with a mask on and sing. They can't do it inside. And my one child has two choir classes. So she has 4 hours of her day that she's not spending singing for a lot. And the teacher, unfortunately, doesn't seem to be well prepared. I think he thought maybe this isn't what he was going to have to do. So I know the band teacher has said that when it gets cooler outside, if they still can't play inside, then, you know, they're going to learn some things about musical history and whatnot. But I know they lifted some of the requirements and the band actually got to go to the football game on Friday. They marched on the fields, played their instruments, marched back off the field. that was pregame, and then they marched back on the field at halftime, I guess, and played a little bit. We have a pretty serious marching band normally. And that was tough because instead of marching band going away to camp all week, that was a day camp. At least they had it. They had a day camp here in town that the kids went to all day. So I'm happy that, you know, that program tried, you know, even not knowing whether they were going to be able to compete or play or anything like that. They have a pretty grueling schedule in the fall. It's like another sport. So it's been tough. It's been tough on the kids, but they're just grasping, you know, to be with their friends and to have some normalcy. So, you know, who am I not to help them deal with that and give that to them? So,
yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you didn't really work from home or didn't really get every other week off completely, but did you pick up any new hobbies during the stay-at-home order that to speak of?
Probably not anything new, just had more opportunity to do things that I love, like cook, cook for my family, bake, you know, things like that. We did a fair amount of that instead of, you know, obviously instead of going out to eat, we treated ourselves and, you know, ordered whatever restaurants were close by to support them. Cause I spent 20 years in the restaurant business. So I definitely wanted to support the local, you know, restaurants if we could. So once a week we would eat out, and you know, it's, of course you're ordering it and bringing it home anyway, but, we would go for rides, you know, trying to get some, just something else to look at besides each other. We played some games, probably had a lot more family time, than maybe we would have, cause we're always just running all the time. You know, who needs to be picked up? Who needs to be dropped off? You know, when are you getting home? I'll see you later. What needs to be washed? Especially that senior year. That was tough for my senior. You know, we tried to make it as normal as we possibly could, but we just had a small family dinner. And had some family members out once they were officially graduated. You know, it was very anticlimactic. Let's put it that way.
Are there any plans to go through a graduation ceremony after COVID is all nothing?
No, they were done. They moved the date three different times. And, yeah, after what she was supposed to originally graduate, the last time, I think it was like the 22nd of July, it was a Friday, they were going to walk. June, I don't know. We had planned a family luncheon that day, and then everybody, whoever could go, was going to go and watch her walk. And then they canceled that like the Monday before, so we just had a dinner, and, you know, she had some friends over. She started seeing her friend, my senior started seeing her friends a little bit more, as you know, in June and July. So they, before they all went off to college, they got together, had some pictures taken, you know, with them all together. And in the meantime, she's working. Some of her other friends are working as well. So yeah, I mean, I told them, I said, well, maybe like next year if stuff, you know, lifts, you guys should have, you know, like a big party and get all together.
Yeah.
So, We'll see. I don't know.
I know. It's so hard to plan anything right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really difficult to plan anything right now.
Yeah. So did you do anything fun with the stimulus check?
No, I think I banked it trying to figure out, you know, what we could do. Yeah, we went camping with some of it, did some extra things that maybe we wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
But yeah, just trying to save up for whatever's coming down the pipe with school and college and cars and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Kids are expensive.
Yes. <you know. laughs>
So where did you camp, on state land or in campgrounds?
No, actually state land was closed for a long time. And then once they opened, they were overwhelmed. Luckily my sister ran across I guess it's a church campground. So it's kind of a private campground. They privately own it, so it's not run by the state, but you can, if you don't, you can still, you know, camp there as long as you make a reservation. And my, my mom and dad, my sister and her husband and three kids, and myself and Craig and two of the kids, we went up there and had campgrounds right across from each other. And, yeah, I had a great time. I mean, you know, we're on Lake Michigan, 4th of July, and, you know, individuals were letting off fireworks. I know like municipalities weren't able to do it, but, people would do it right over the lake. So we got to see some of those. Kids went kayaking. We went swimming. We did a lot of family stuff. So I probably spent more time with my family this summer than I have in a long time. So I guess that was an amazing part of it, to be able to do that, you know, yeah. Really get good quality time, especially when we're just all just running all the time.
Yeah. And your kids are all teenagers, so we got to get that time in now before they're out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mom's boring, you know. Yeah.
So, let's see, how do I want to phrase this? Does where you work have an idea of when they want to start releasing some more of those protocols, or are they just going with it until they hear more? Or?
Yeah, they haven't said much. It's just sort of been ebbing and flowing as it goes. I guess, you know, because we're a public institution, I mean, we have some responsibility just on reputation. But also, I mean, whatever the local government is requiring, because, the bank that I work for is, regional. So Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, you know, we all have a little bit different protocols just because of, you know, our locations. But yeah, like, you know, they put up plexiglass and they put, you know, requirements on how many people could be there and when we're supposed to clean and how many people are supposed to be in there, not just for the customer safeties, but for the employee safeties as well. And they, like I said, actually we were looking at some listings for jobs recently and they've opened a lot of remote jobs is what they call it. So that would be, you know, from working from home, working on a computer, working remotely, because even at the corporate level, I know that they have, a lot of people are working from home still. They have a phone system where they can take it home and plug it in and have their computer and their telephone. And if you're in customer service, you can take your phone call from home and be able to do that. So we don't have anything in the future. We just know currently that the state of how we do business is different. So we're adjusting to that. So for being nimble and, you know, being a federally, you know, ruled institution, being a bank, yeah, I'd say they're pretty agile.
Yeah.
Cause they jumped on the bandwagon of the payment protection loans to be able to fund, you know, I mean, we're still a for-profit business. So to be able to make money, how are we going to do that? And so we did the payment protection program loans, trying to help our customers. They've changed things, say like protocols for like overdraft protection, trying to help customers, not incur those fees. And if they do, you know, giving us as employees, more ways to give back to the customer, And now they've moved it over to their small businesses. We're launching a huge directive of helping small businesses in every single state that we're in, including Michigan. Because a lot of small businesses, as you know, were hit immensely and have had to close. And is trying to inject, yeah, into the economy.
Yeah.
You know, something to help them, to keep them afloat if they still want to. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of what we're trying to do. I live in a small community and a lot of the small business owners in the area, I know them, you know, this is their family. It's their whole life. It's been their family's whole life for generations sometimes. So I'm going to have the opportunity to help keep them afloat. So hopefully, yeah, I mean, they change all the time, specifically about, you know, the safety measures. I'm assuming they're just going to be in place just because now we're getting into flu season.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's going to change everything again.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right about that. Yeah. So one last question. Are you looking forward to doing anything exciting when all of this is over?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we want to travel. We really do. We want to go and do some things. I'd love to go back down to Florida. My brother's in Texas. I'd love to go there. We've talked about a family trip of going down to like Tennessee and everybody meeting up. We want to travel. We want to travel and feel, you know, feel a little safer. I think I still would travel now and be tentative. You know, go back old school like my mom used to do, pack us a lunch and eat by the side of the road instead of, yeah, you know, going to McDonald's or something because places just aren't open. But yeah, I think we'll probably still do things like outdoorsy, you know, like hiking and things like that for now. But I mean, we live out in the country. It really hasn't changed how like we live in our home, because we live in a small farm. It probably has centered us back into, you know, being homebodies and doing things around here as opposed to trying to get out of the house all the time. And I appreciate that. And being around friends, you know, who, yeah, we can be, who's willing. Some people are still not willing. But yeah.
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 Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm just going to.